there have been lots of instances where both kind of explicit and implicit or subtle forms of gender bias that I've experienced. For example, when I was in graduate school, I got married. My mentor told me he was really worried that I was going to get pregnant now that I was married, because, of course, that would stunt my career. I was also discouraged by my mentor and from actually doing gender research, because they were worried that I'd, you know, just be another woman doing gender scholarship. Since grad school and since I've become a professor, it's been much more subtle. Things like being interrupted during faculty meetings by male colleagues. I presented a paper last year, and I was told by a male colleague in the audience that my qualitative gender research wasn't real science. And of course, both I and my other female colleagues, I think, are asked and expected to do more service work than our male colleagues, which I think is, you know, it's been documented that women faculty do a lot more service than male faculty, and I've certainly experienced that kind of pressure since becoming a professor.
Dr. Christy Glass is an associate professor of sociology at Utah State University, specializing in gender research. Glass graduated with a PhD in sociology from Yale University. Glass has had a unique perspective of her own experiences as a professor and researcher, and she knows too well many of the gender bias issues she confronts in her own work life are unfortunately the norm across the country for women who enter the world of academia. As explained by Women in Leadership researcher Dr. Susan Mattson of Utah Valley University.
For faculty, we have quite a few women that do come into assistant professor roles, but still the numbers dwindle. They call it leaks in the pipeline. The women don't quite make it to associate professor or full professor. There is still that struggle between work and life and the choice to have children.
Having women in leadership roles in higher education becomes not only an issue for the women who are trying to pursue such positions, but also for the students.
Both females and men need female teachers and leaders. Women come into the classroom, they ask different questions, they teach differently, they bring up different points. The research has been clear through the years that same-sex mentorships are really important. So when women are not present to be influences in higher education, you know, something is really lost. The diversity is lost.
Certainly, Dr. Glass is accomplishing the mentor aspect so needed by many of the young female students, as is evidenced by several Teacher of the Year awards, including the 2008 USU Social Science Teacher of the Year.
I think back on my own experience as a college student. I was a first-generation college student, and I spent a fair amount of time in college feeling like a fraud, feeling like the next exam or the next paper, you know, I'm going to be unmasked as someone who doesn't belong. What changed that was great women professors that I had in college who, you know, saw in me a potential that I didn't know that I had. Now that I'm on the other side, now that I'm a professor, that's the kind of role I want to play with both women undergraduates and graduate students.
But time-consuming mentorships and university service positions are not without their cost to the professor.
You know, all of these things that don't necessarily, that are really important for the university, but aren't very prestigious. They're not things that make you the hotshot researcher or the star teacher and takes away from the other things that helps them advance in their career. It's an unconscious expectation that we'll do that work. Combined with, I think, women faculty in some cases can be less assertive about protecting their own time out of fear that they'll be seen as not collegial if they say no. There is also evidence that when women say no, they're penalized more than male colleagues who say no.
Glass said she's also experienced gender bias in the classroom. Even after requesting students call her Dr. Glass, students continue to call her by her first name. Despite the gender bias, Dr. Glass continues to educate those around her, whether they be students or those who work with her, on the issues that women face in the workplace, including higher education, because women's education is women's empowerment. I'm Story Powell, reporting for Utah Public Radio.